Welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We started a book club. We didn't talk about the books. So we started a podcast. And this is like, we're officially into season 5.
I know. It's not wild.
It's super wild.
Yeah.
Not only are we season 5, but we are also in a spooky season.
Yeah, we are.
And we're doing a spooky book.
We are.
We have definitely, I feel like I'm so bad at like classifying books, but it is like classified as like a horror, thriller,
correct,
et cetera.
It is. Yeah. I mean, horror is a very slippery genre.
Yes.
Anyway, like.
Well, because like my immediate thought is, because so like the book that we're going to talk about is also a movie, but like I'm not going to watch that movie.
No.
So that tells me that this is a horror book, but like I could easily read books like this over and over again.
That's hilarious.
But I was like, I don't think I want to see that movie.
Yeah, no, I know that I don't.
We are going to talk about The Cabin at the End of the World by Paul Tremblay. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, it was turned into, I believe it's Knock at the Cabin.
I believe so, yeah.
By M. Night Shyamalan. Which is why, like, I do want to see it, but also I'm like, ooh, nope.
See, I am also curious because M. Night Shyamalan has a reputation for, like,
yeah,
twists.
Yes.
And I'm wondering.
I did do some research.
You did.
We'll talk about that later, and we can talk about.
Okay.
What I'm going to refer to as.
I was like, how does this?
Page 217.
I
want to
know. I am curious about how.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. So, The Cabin at the End of the World was published June 26, 2018. It won the 2019 Bram Stoker, the Locus Award for Best Horror Novel. And it was, Filmation actually acquired the rights before it even released, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ooh. why don't you tell us about Paul Tremblay?
Yes, so Paul Gayton Tremblay, who was born June 30th, 1971, is an American author and editor of horror, dark fantasy, and science fiction. And his most widely known novels include A Head Full of Ghosts, this one, The Cabin at the End of the World, and Survivor Song. And he's won multiple Bram Stoker Awards and is a juror for the Shirley Jackson Awards. So that's pretty cool.
Yes, and I believe he was born in Colorado and then grew up in Massachusetts, which obviously this book is super.
Yeah.
New England, so.
Yeah.
I don't even kind of know where to start.
Right.
I mean, we will start with spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
This is a horror, thriller, scary thing. Absolute spoilers.
Yeah, hella spoilers ahead.
Come back in a little bit and if you need to.
Yeah.
I didn't put the little blurb on, but I have the book here. So it is about 7-year-old Wen and her parents, Eric and Andrew. They're on vacation in a remote cabin in northern New Hampshire. And they're just doing their thing, cut off from the world, having a break. No close neighbors, no cell service. All of the classic things you need for a horror. Wen is catching grasshoppers in the front yard and a stranger appears. It is a very large man named Leonard. And he kind of befriends her, but then 3 more strangers roll up, and they decide...
All hell breaks loose.
Because basically, the team and Leonard is saying, like, your dads don't want to let us in, but they have to because we need your help to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, what?
Yeah.
And it's wild and crazy.
It is wild and crazy. It's really interesting because it's like, I mean, a lot happens, but it's also very contained.
Yes. Yeah, because it's really only like 24 hours.
Yeah.
They're only at the cabin. Like, it's not, there's no other locations.
No.
It's only like the few people. And yeah. But yeah, so like that kind of blurb is literally just like the intro to the book. And Wen goes inside, and that's where it goes from. So these four people, Leonard, Redmond, Sabrina, and Adrian, they also have like weird weapons that like I was
Yes.
envisioning, you know, like weird homemade things from like The Walking Dead or whatever, you know, like a baseball bat with like
Same.
nails stuck in the end and
Right.
like that kind of stuff. And yeah, they have to eventually they end up like breaking in, which was never the
Yes.
plan. It's this weird thing because they're like trying to be like really nice, and like Leonard is super nice and like kind of like level-headed, but obviously like the chaos ensues and they end up breaking in and like Eric gets injured, and this is all again still kind of like the beginning.
Right.
But the premise is that the apocalypse is coming,
Yep.
and Eric and Andrew have to decide which one of them they want to sacrifice of each other to then save the world. Boo.
Right. And like obviously for like especially at the beginning, but for a good chunk of the book, Eric and Andrew are like, these people are insane. Like they're radical, religious, apocalyptic nut bars.
Yeah.
But then it's also weird. And like, I believe this is the entire point of the book, right? Is that there's that little tiny little bit of doubt that maybe they're right.
Yes. It's, yeah, it like, especially as it progresses, it becomes almost like more ambiguous as to like, is there an apocalypse, maybe? Or no, this is ridiculous. And spoiler, we never know.
We never know.
Because that's the whole thing. So it ends up like there's basically like time limits. Like if they don't, or again, I don't really know where to start because it's kind of all over, and I'm like, whoa. But what we learned throughout the course is that the four of them, the group, they don't actually know each other. They met somehow. They had visions. There was like a message board. They came together. They were told by someone or something, we don't know,
We
to
don't.
come here, and then that this specific family had the decision to save the world or not. And so, yeah, like they're
Which is in,
being,
which sounds insane. Like,
yeah, but they're being kind of like, I mean, especially Leonard, like they're being so normal and logical about it. Like, it's just like, no, like this is happening. Like, we don't want to hurt you. And then, especially after the accidental kind of like tussle where Eric gets a concussion and like his head gets cut and stuff, they really do try to take care of them. They're making sure like Gwen has her TV show to watch. But there's like a time limit and they miss the first one. So Redmond puts basically like a white sock on his head, and the other three take their weird, scary weapons.
And they just they fully beat him to death.
And like, not in a like, oh, they beat him to death. Like,
Oh no.
pooling, smashing,
Oh
like
yeah.
just,
Oh yeah. It's
and like the
visceral.
ways described. There was one point something about like the way he was saying, and like his chest was so caved in that, it, but the way that it was filling with blood.
It was gory.
And then like, yeah, then it was so hard for them to like, because they wanted to get him like out of the cabin because obviously unpleasant. And like he was so like, there was a couple descriptions where, you know, like just like wet, like a sack of wet whatever, right? Where, like they couldn't, it was hard to like lift him out because it was just, you know, yeah, like ugh.
Yeah, it was real gory.
Oh yeah, because another point, Redmond's masthead wobbles and shakes like an overfilled water balloon. Yeah, hard skulls aren't supposed to do
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
and it's just like, because like at that point, then you're just like, wait, what?
Right. That is the point where you're like, what on earth is happening?
Well, because and then like Leonard wants the TV to put on because he told everyone that there was going to be like a flood and then a plague and then like the skies would fall. basically. And so they like turn the TV on, and there's like massive earthquakes in the Pacific, therefore then causing tsunamis on the West Coast. And like bad tsunamis.
Bad ones.
Bad, bad. And you're just like, so wait, so is this real? But then like, yeah, they had to like sacrifice Redmond kind of to make up for it, but at the same time,
But
it
it
doesn't
didn't
make
do
up for it.
anything also, yeah.
Yeah. I guess
But then,
maybe.
and so like, and while all this is happening too, so Eric has been concussed very badly. And it like all the perspectives kind of flip around between, for most of the book, between Gwen, Eric, and Andrew. And so you get a little bit of Eric starting to question whether or not they're right, whereas Andrew is still like very, no, like they knew about the earthquakes before they even got here. Like he's able to logic things that they had already heard about and maybe could have made to fit into this very vague sounding prophecy type thing. I will say, until the last one. Because that one was weird.
Well, yeah, because like the first tsunami happened long enough before that, then like they could have known about that. But then the second one that happened, they wouldn't have. So it's not that like the prediction wasn't wrong, but it wasn't right. So like it could have been like a fate. And again, yeah, you just never fully know.
And then like the plague one, it was like they had already heard about this outbreak of like bird flu or something. And honestly, like this was pre-pandemic, so I could
Yes,
see how in a
2018.
pre-pandemic age you might look at this and that might be a point in the column for like, oh, this is predicting things. Whereas in a post-pandemic age, I kind of feel like you're like, yeah, that happens. Like, yeah, we've done that. It wasn't the apocalypse, it just sucked.
Was close, but not quite.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Oh, but then, yeah, so like Redmond's moved out, they kind of clean up, they like make dinner, and then like figured a way to like have the night. But so like Eric and Andrew are tied up, and like everyone else sleeps on the thing, whatever. And then in the morning, it basically they like come to the next time limit. And how did like
I can't remember exactly how it plays out because it all escalates very quickly.
very, very quickly. So from the very, very start, when the group of people were outside, Andrew was saying that he had a gun. They were calling BS, but he does, however, it was actually in their car, their SUV, not in the cabin. So this whole time that he's been tied up, he's been trying to like figure out if he can like untie himself, if could he get to the
Could he
vehicle in
get to
time
the
to get
car to
it
get the
out,
gun?
whatever. So that's been like part of it. While Eric's like kind of in and out of like,
Lucidity.
yeah, that's the word. And then so because throughout the evening and the night, like they allowed them to like go to the bathroom a couple times, but they still had them tied up, but then they kind of got a little bit loose and this and that. So sort of all in that morning after they have breakfast, Andrew's realized that his ropes are kind of loose enough. But then they miss the time, and Adrian is like almost ready to sacrifice, or like for her to be the next sacrifice. But then, like, she kind of goes after Andrew, but then that's when he's getting loose, and they realize, and it's all these things. And then, does he get the gun first?
I feel like yes. But I also now can't keep track of how everything happened.
Right, because yeah, because
Because doesn't Adrian get shot? Isn't that how she
yes,
dies?
that's what it is. So like somewhere in there, he manages to break free. He gets to the vehicle. Sabrina goes after him. He does get into the gun, but like she like destroys his knee. He gets to
Oh,
it. She
yeah, like
runs
real
off,
bad.
and he comes back in, and that's what it is. Yeah, so he has the gun. So like Adrian because of the whole thing of him, like, whatever, she has a knife, she makes him, he makes her drop the knife, but then
Right.
she goes to pick it up again and, like, lunges at him and he shoots her. So then she dies, but then kind of becomes the sacrifice, but then, like,
Yeah.
Andrew and Leonard start wrestling over the gun.
Oh, God, this was the worst part.
For anyone who does read the book and or again, stop listening now. It's page 217. Depending on your copy, I guess.
I was reading an ebook, so I don't know what my page number was.
And Andrew has his hand on the gun, but Leonard's giant mitt hand is over top of him, and he squeezes his hand and the gun goes off. And Wynn dies.
Yep.
Now, we have not necessarily explained the dynamics here enough at this to make it be such a like thing. So like Eric and Andrew are married. They adopted Wen, and she's 7, 8. She's gonna be 6, 7, 8 somewhere.
I
Because it's gonna
think
be her eighth
it's going to
birthday.
be her eighth
Yeah.
birthday in like
Yeah.
real soon.
Yeah.
Like a week or something.
Yeah. And so they've kind of had all the struggles of like trying to teach her true background, but then like them being together, they've had family issues. So like Andrew's parents still come to visit them. Eric's don't because they're more religious. So like that whole thing because like they're gay and what and like Eric in general is more religious. He still goes to church with everybody else. But like they've created this whole thing and like Wen had like cleft palate surgery. So like there's just all these things. Like they're just this like wonderful little family unit who have like been through stuff, but they just seems like so
Solid.
together and solid and everything. And because the book starts with Wen's perspective, it keeps flipping back and forth the whole time. Again, as these awful things are happening, like everyone still is trying to like take care of her. Like Leonard is always trying to take care of her, and like I don't know. And like that's how the chapter ends. It's like it's on Wen's perspective, and
Yeah, and then she just
it's
stops existing.
da, da, da. Leonard stumbles, loses balance, and bashes his side of his head against the wall. He pops back upright, vigorously attempting to shake the gun free, yanking Andrew's arms up and down and side to side. And then Wen doesn't hear or see or feel anything anymore. And immediately you're just because like there's a moment, and that's also like kind of like a section break. There's a little like picture or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, so like obviously the gun went off, but like, because like Wen kind of describes things differently because she's a kid and whatever. But then you're just like, no, that's it.
That's that.
Yeah.
I actually had to put the book down for a little bit. Like, I didn't pick it up back up for a couple of days after that happened because I was like, I can't with this.
I had read about, because it's like, 300-ish pages, or like my copy anyway. And I had read about 100. And I was like, okay, I have a couple days here. If I read like, a good couple of afternoons, I'll get it done. And I think I was about, like, I got to that point. And like, thinking time-wise, like, that's probably when I would have stopped. But then I was just like, oh my God. So I ended up reading over 200 pages
Christ.
just in like Saturday afternoon in like a couple of hours because I was like messaging a friend and just like, oh yeah, I'm reading this book, well, whatever. And we were talking about the movie, this, whatever. And then it was just me being like, oh my God, the wildest thing just happened. And they were like, what? I'm like, I can't tell you because we've just been talking about this and you said you might want to read it. I can't tell you. And I like paused, but then I had the opposite effect where I was like, I need to keep reading this. And yeah, then I just ended up finishing the entire book because I just couldn't even like
I
couldn't
mean, I
stop.
do think once I picked it back up, I
Yeah.
think I blew through the end of it pretty much in one go.
Oh, well, because then it's so hard too because like it's not even just that these two dads are like
Obviously
destroyed.
devastated.
But like Len, like because again, since the start, he has always been like, "We're not allowed to hurt these people." Like the whole Eric thing was an accident because like they didn't, whatever, and all that. Like,
Well, and also
oh,
he never intended for anything to happen to Wen.
no,
Like, he thought she was actually going to be fine. I mean, physically. Psychologically, she was going to be very, very damaged either way.
Yeah, so then, like, and like that's kind of like Sabrina comes back, and it's just this, so it's just this weird thing of like Eric and Andrew being distraught, Leonard being distraught, Sabrina kind of coming back in and seeing like Adrian's dead and when, and you're just like,
Well, and this
oh.
is sort of too when Sabrina kind of flips.
Yeah.
Like, she had been like on with this like mission or whatever you want to call it. And like, okay, yeah, this is what we're doing. And then she kind of reaches this point after this where she's like, we're not doing, like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, this isn't right.
Which again, then, like,
Even if it saves the world, like, no. And then she's like not sure either, right?
yeah. And because, like, from the start, obviously, Eric and Andrew are like, no, we're not sa like, which I mean, I feel like that's what any couple slash family, that would be the thing. It's like, well,
Well,
what's
obviously.
the point of preventing the apocalypse if I'm
Right.
losing everything that matters to me, you know? Like,
Right.
and
And
yet.
also, it's just not a strong enough case to motivate you to do that.
It's totally such a,
Like,
like, the many before the one, the few before the whatever. Yeah, like, sorry to everyone in the world, but, like, if it was, like, okay to save when,
right.
but, like, or to save everyone else in the entire world, don't really care. I don't know those people.
And also, though, like, the thing is, right, even with that case being sold to you, like, even if you were 110% convinced that doing it would save the world, that'd still be a tall order.
Yeah.
But there was just never solid enough evidence for them to be able to make that decision.
Well, especially because it starts with four people with weapons
Right.
breaking into where you are.
Right.
Like, that doesn't, like, and there's no, it's not like they had, like, here, read this paperwork, or like some kind of,
Right.
or like, you know, like, we, and because they didn't all really know either. They just sort of, they didn't know each other before this. I think it's Sabrina saying, like, I purposely, like, I didn't set an alarm. I didn't plan to get on the flight to come here because she was from the West Coast. Like, I, before this, I had decided I was not going to do this. And then somehow I ended up at the airport and I ended up here and I don't know how that happened. And it, like, it's just, I just, ugh.
Yeah, it's all very weird too. And especially 'cause they all met on this message board online, which automatically makes me suspicious. Maybe just because of the way the world and people on the internet congregate these days.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, so you just found the same brand of psycho
Yeah.
and all reinforced your own ideas.
And
But
yeah,
then
like,
you're like, is that
well, because
what happened?
up until this point, we still haven't got any more information other than them saying this is going to
Right.
happen. And because of that, they again, they turn the TV on, and then that's when, like, the plague or something is happening, some, or the, yeah, the bird flu and stuff is happening
Yeah.
in Asia. So then, like, it's seeming like it's right, and you're just, but there's
Question
still,
about
yeah.
this. Did this same province as COVID?
I don't remember what either of them were, so I have no idea.
I meant to look that up, but I'm only now remembering it.
That would have been creepy and weird. I mean, like, we already had had, like,
Because I
bird flu
remember
thing.
there was a minute where I was like, wait, is this same? I was like, when was this written?
Yeah. Weird.
Oh yeah, it totally is, dude.
Oh my God.
I hate that so much.
See, yeah, like, and that only displays more into the stuff in the book of just, like, not knowing what was happening, what wasn't happening.
Right.
And because, like, Andrew was so adamant that, like, again, The first tsunami had happened hours before they could have known about it.
Yeah.
The show on TV seemed to be pre-recorded, like it wasn't a live breaking news
Right.
thing, so like it didn't sound real, or like it could have not been
Well,
real.
and the bird flu thing had been progressive, right? Like
Yeah.
in
It
the
was.
same way that COVID was
Yeah.
progressive.
And the bird flu when that happened.
Right.
And like,
And swine flu when that happened.
yeah. And just all this, and like, and then this is when like, so like Eric's concussed. This is kind of a weird company, but like he's concussed, but he's also religious. So like he's starting to like not know, because at one point when they're dealing with Redmond, he
Yeah.
thinks he sees something,
Yeah.
like either a person or an orb or a light or thing. And at
Yeah,
first,
and so then, yeah, then that whole time you're not sure, like, is this just his concussion? He's not sure if it's just his concussion, like.
well, and even the chapter that's the perspective of Eric after Wen dies to then when it flips to Andrew gives slightly conflicting information
Yes.
about like where Eric like physically is, because like
Yeah.
obviously they were tied to chairs and they like let go and then they moved around and whatever. And then that's when you're like, wait, is he just completely like, like kind of hallucinate, and you're just like, oh my God, what is
Yeah,
happening?
I know. I know. Yeah.
Well, and then, oh yeah, then because of obviously everything, like Andrew's kind of at the breaking point, he. No, does he shoot Leonard? Or does he have no bullets left? How does Leonard die?
I don't remember because they definitely don't have bullets left.
Yeah, because he does the thing where, because he, like, shoots a whole bunch of times, but it's just like
Because,
clicking in his
yes,
face.
because the last bullet was the one that killed one.
Or I think does
Because there was
Sabrina.
that whole thing about how he dropped
Yeah.
a bunch of ammo in the
In the
car
SUV
and
when
was
he was
only
trying to
able
pick it
to
up.
get, yeah, so much.
I
Yeah, I
think
don't
Sabrina. So I
remember.
think Sabrina ends up using one of their weapons on Leonard or something like that, maybe.
Does I thought
Doesn't. Oh, because.
Leonard did it to himself.
Doesn't she like slam the like shovel end of the thing into his head?
Oh, maybe.
Because again, he's. Because at this point, she's kind of flipping and like saying, like, this is all ridiculous, this is crazy. And he's still
Incredible that
like,
I don't
no, like.
remember how this man died. That's wild.
I think that's what, because I think it was this like kind of shovel to the head. And like, because he's like, no, like, look, it's on the TV, it's real, whatever. Like, he's still trying to like go with it because he like believes it so deeply, which is so such a problem so many times for so many reasons.
Well, and I mean, there's also that, does because he gets a perspective chapter, right?
Yeah.
And he says something about like almost like how he can't go back. Like they
Yeah.
went so far with it that at this point he almost needs to believe it because to decide that he was wrong
Or that it
is
wasn't real
much,
or whatever.
much
Yeah.
worse
Absolutely.
at
Yeah.
this point. Which is also another really interesting thing to consider about, I think, anything with the way people take their beliefs to a very extreme degree, an extreme level, and then not be able to walk it back.
Yeah.
Not because they don't realize they're wrong, but because they've staked so much on that belief that walking it back kind of like undermines a lot of the way that they've been behaving and living their lives. Yeah.
Well, and then, like, at some point, we realize, or Andrew, and again, I think you're not, or at least I, in the moment, because I one of the, earlier when Andrew's trying to like wiggle himself out of the rope, he has this moment where he realizes, or says anyway, that Redmond, who is dead at this point, was actually the
Oh,
man who
right,
had
yes.
assaulted him years before. Because there was, somewhere in the beginning there, as you're learning more about the family and Eric and Andrew and whatever, there's
Yes.
a point where like they all have like scars on their head. And we learn that his is from a time when he was attacked at a bar. It's just enough that like you kind of learn it, but then you, it's not like a throwaway, but you kind of
But
forget about
yeah,
it because
right.
wild and crazy things are happening. And then he's like, oh my God, that's who Redmond is. Like this is all a lie. And the way he's going about it, and everyone's like trying to like figure out and like, oh, is this real? I don't know. And because like Eric's concussed, so he's like, I don't know, I guess maybe, but like, obviously you can't really go look at him now.
Right.
And so at first,
Face is no longer quite Pete Face.
like, I couldn't tell if it was meant to be a distraction so
Right.
that then he could figure out a way to escape, or if it was real, which then just played more into the whole like, okay, wait, if this is a person that I know, he like, there was a whole legal thing. So like, because like the guy was
Right.
convicted, you know, so like he would have known who he was. And then they realized that like he was in the message boards for, like Redmond was in the message
Yes.
boards first, and like maybe he knew some like Leonard. It's like, no, I think I told him that information, but I don't really remember. So then it's like, wait, is this all like some weird elaborate thing that this guy who like to get retribution, even though he was the one who attacked Andrew first, like, so then it almost
Yeah.
seemed that it was like not the apocalypse, and you're just
Yeah, it's
like,
all
oh my
very
God.
weird.
It was like so like woven together with all of these things that then you just never know. And then
Which
after,
again, I think is entirely the point.
yeah. Well, absolutely. And because like before Leonard is killed, he's like, you know, turn on the TV to see if when was enough. Like to
Yikes.
count as a sacrifice, because I guess it was always supposed to be Eric or Andrew.
Well, yeah, they were supposed to make a choice, and it was very clear that neither of them were ever going to choose when.
And then that's when we see that like planes are just like falling out of the sky.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
So like these things are happening, but then like, and again, Andrew's like, these, it's not like we're watching the planes fall, like this is like previous crash, like they've already been crashed, like this is old, like old in the sense of like enough time has passed that like a news camera has got there to show the crashed plane. So it's still just like doesn't prove it, but doesn't
Yeah,
not prove
exactly. Yeah,
it.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know.
And then, yeah, then that's when Leonard, I think, is killed because they're like, Sabrina and Andrew are just so like distraught about all of it. Oh my God, it's so
Yes.
wild, crazy. Well, and then they finally sort of start to get it all together. And then at this point, Eric for sure is like seeing things
Yes.
because he keeps seeing like, because they have Wen wrapped up in a sheet and he keeps seeing like flies and stuff on her, but they're not there.
Yeah.
And then, so then the plan is, so Sabrina says that they had all left like the keys to their truck because they had slashed Andrew's tires, of course, to like their truck and all their stuff like under a rock, like a little ways up the road. So the plan is they're gonna go get those keys and then like leave, but like Sabrina has to come so she can like help them find the rock. But at this point, she is like switching to their side, but like it's still confusing.
Right.
So yeah, so they leave, Eric and Andrew. Eric's carrying Wen. Sabrina has her hands tied, but she's like leading them. And they get to the place and she finds the keys, but then she realizes that there's also like a gun in there and she's like, "Oh, like Redmond must have lived left this here." So then it gets into this wheel. It gets so crazy. Cuz
I
like
know.
Eric is like out of it and like she's trying to tell it, then all of a sudden for this moment she like believes it all again. And it's telling Eric, like, you still have a chance here to like make a sacrifice to end all this. But then she kills herself. And then Eric's like picking up the gun because, and like, because he's trying to decide if he's gonna like sacrifice himself. And like, just like in the moment, like, Andrew stops him. And like they get when, and they're just like, what do we do? And they're just kind of like, I don't know, but like we're gonna do it together. And they just like keep walking
Well, and there's like
towards.
a storm moving in the whole entire time too,
Yeah.
which gives it this weird ominous, like, is this just a normal storm or is
Yeah.
this the end of the world?
And they don't know, so they're just gonna like walk to the truck and see what happens. And that's the end.
That's the end. That's it. That's all.
So many thoughts, such chaos. So I did do so, also spoilers for the movie.
Okay, yeah.
Which at this point neither of us are probably gonna watch, so it's fine.
No, I'm absolutely not. The book was plenty for me, yeah. Thank you.
And because the problem is that I trust M. Night too much. So that I can't even only imagine what he would
right.
make this.
Right.
Maybe if I watched in like the middle of the day, but I don't know.
No.
So first of all, Redmond is played by Rupert Grint.
Oh damn.
What? So of course at
oh,
some point
weird.
I must have looked that up like partway through. I think it was one of those, like, I kind of needed a break from reading.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God. And I don't know. I guess. So the book is very, again, ambiguous. Like, is it the apocalypse? Is this fake? We don't know.
Right.
It sounds like the movie is slightly more, it is the apocalypse.
This is what I was assuming.
But Wen does not die. From what I quickly glimpsed, it sounds like Andrew sacrifices Eric.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, I'm sure it's done in a way where it's just as wild, shocking, whatever. But I was so surprised. Like, I'm so intrigued to know, like, why that switch was made.
Yeah, interesting.
Because obviously, me knowing the exact page number is because it stuck with me. Because you had to put the book down for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
It stuck with you. Like, that was such a... I can't remember the last time that I read a book that just had a moment where you're like...
Yeah. I think because I truly and sincerely, even though I knew going into this, like, this is a horror novel, it's going to be bad, I still thought she was going to come out of the other side.
No, even if it was her at the end alone, covered in everyone's blood,
correct.
Like walking up the
correct.
Street. Absolutely.
Yes.
I never
nope.
thought that was going to happen. So that then also makes me more.
Yeah, I thought she had like main character armor.
Inclined to watch the movie.
That actually doesn't almost incline me to watch it. I'm not going to lie. I don't know though.
Yeah, like I was just like,
I don't know.
Yeah, the film contains notable differences, most notably that Wen does not die and Eric is sacrificed, unambiguously averting the apocalypse. And then I guess also in the book, in the movie, Sabrina and Leonard are swapped, so I guess maybe it's Leonard, like, walking out at the end. Which, to be fair, I kind of, because again, he's sort of like the main character of that crew.
Right.
I kind of thought that was going to happen, but yeah, I was just like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know much about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, but I think that's meant to kind of be.
I mean, the four horsemen of the apocalypse are
like the gist of this.
But they represent, they're like, oh God, it's famine, war, pestilence, and death are the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Which is also probably why there was like that whole grasshopper thing, because that's kind of ties into Lucas and whatnot.
Oh, right. I hadn't thought of that.
I don't know. I'm just saying, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess like that's another thing. Like in the movie, it's a little more obvious that that's what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And again, I'm also just not up on my that kind of stuff.
To be honest, the my knowledge of the Horsemen of the Apocalypse comes primarily from Supernatural and Good Omens. So, like, do with that what you will.
But like, once I like thought about that, I was like, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Just at least in the very sense of like, there was four of them. It's the whatever. Because yeah, Bible, who knows?
I mean, that's all Revelations, I think, and I've never read Revelations.
So yeah, I feel like maybe like I don't know if that would necessarily like get more like, and it obviously like has to have been at least a hint of like done on purpose. Like I don't think that could just with the fact
Oh,
that
for
this,
sure.
well,
Yeah,
and
yeah,
because
yeah.
there is like so much religious undertones, just with like Eric
Yes.
and his family and stuff like that, and
Say
like.
what you will about Catholicism, but it's excellent fodder for horror.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Sidebar, I watched The Exorcist recently for the first time. Yeah.
What did you think of the format of the book? So we basically have like a few sections. So like there's the actual like
Yeah.
sort of like title page, you know, with a little picture. And then there
Little
are.
picture?
Oh yeah, mine had pictures.
Oh, mine didn't. Mine was an ebook, so maybe they were like, nah, you don't need
Maybe.
this.
Okay, so you know how, so like I bought this at the Mysterious Bookshop in New York like last summer.
I've been using that tote bag.
And so when you told me that it was on sale in Kobo, I was like, no, like I have a book, like I'll read it.
Yeah.
I picked it up because I brought it on the plane with me to like
Right.
Louise, and like I opened like the first page and was like, oh, what a mistake. The font is so big and gross. I hate it.
Oh, man.
Because we all know that I like to have my Kobo font like microscopic.
Minuscule.
I was just like, damn it.
That's so funny.
But I
Yeah,
managed
because
to
it was
read
like
it.
$2 on
Yeah, and that's why
it
I was
was
like,
on
oh,
one of
well, I
those
could
Kobo
just do that
sales.
just because, like,
Like
it's easier to read.
$1.99.
And it's like, I should
Yeah.
have done that.
It was real cheap.
But yeah, so, like, the section, so, like, come and see, there's, like, a picture of, like, a lake and trees and stuff. And
Oh,
then there
okay.
are chapters, like, numbered chapters. But then
Yes.
within, there's really only, like, maybe 4 or 5 chapters. But then within that, there's sections that are titled with each person's name,
Yes.
mostly being Eric, Gwen, and Andrew. But then a few of Sabrina and Leonard, and or just Leonard or just Sabrina. What did you think of any of the formatting or just the right, like, you know?
I mean, I thought it was effective the way you move around, and also just like the way that Sabrina's chapter is weird. Like it breaks format.
Well, and
Everyone else is a fairly straightforward and I mean there is also that combo section with like Andrew and Eric where they're using we, which is very interesting.
Yeah, that's like the last chapter.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it makes sense that that's the last chapter, and it kind of I liked it because it kind of suggests that they are going to continue to be a unit.
Yeah.
That despite everything, that unit remains intact.
Well, and because it kept, there were moments where it just kept sounding like they were questioning each other. And so, like, causing problem, like a rift between the two of them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Sabrina's, it was like she was, it was that same thing of like, okay, this is her perspective. So, like, you know,
Yeah.
when the chapter was like about Eric, it was like, oh, Eric says this, whatever, he's seeing this. But that one, it was like she was talking to Andrew and Eric because she kept
Yes.
saying, like, I tell you, Andrew and Eric, blah, 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 like this happened. And then that's when we explain, like, learn the whole, like, she randomly felt the need to drive to Valencia and, like, went to this place where there had been a flood in, like, the 1800, 19, 20, 19, 28, something. And just
Yeah.
different stuff like that. And, like, but again, she didn't know, like,
Whereas
how
the rest
so.
of them are straight up third person chapters, like even though
Yeah.
it's labeled, even though it's clearly a close third person, so like if it's it, even though it's written in third person with when it's Wen's chapter, it is clearly from her perspective. It's still third person narration, but then you get to Sabrina and it's a first person narration, technically.
Yeah, and it's these, and again, so like I have kind of one of those
Yeah.
like airport trade paperback, you know, mini kind of, you know, it's like an inch thick but like small. And again, like it's always every chapter starting with, I tell you, Eric and Andrew, now I wish, blah, blah, blah. But they're like, the paragraphs are like, because it's like this
So
weird
long.
stream of consciousness of
Yes,
her.
very
On,
stream of
there's a
consciousness.
couple where it was, in my copy, it was like 5 pages.
Yes. Yeah, like it's just a block of text.
Yeah, and
And
she's just
it's
like,
such a change from the rest of the book, which is not like that at all.
Well, and just then with like, because she's kind of explaining things, or like at the very least, how they kind of came together. And yeah, so you could just tell that like this chapter is different, you know, like, yeah. Man. Wild, wild, wild.
I
Did you
just like
have any
didn't know what to
like,
do with it when it was over.
well, and that's what it was, right? Because it was literally from like, you know, like 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. I was just like, idiot in my chair, like, and then like I put it down, and then you're just like, okay, so
So that happened.
what are we doing now? Not totally sure.
I mean, I think it's very well done. And it is very like you want to keep reading it. Other than that point where I had to put it down for a minute because I was like, this is too much for me. other than that, like
Did
it does
you?
have that thriller quality that keeps you reading.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna ask if you had any like quotes or passages or like notes or saved things or anything.
I don't think I marked anything down in particular.
I think I read all of mine already.
I think because I was just like really, it was very like, you know,
It
it
was
kept you
hard to
reading.
like stop to make a note.
Yes. And I think that like with books like this in particular, I think that, and this is why I think it's very well done, is you don't really want to be distracted by the writing. Like the writing should almost disappear, which it kind of does. Like, so that the story and the characters take front and center.
Yeah, like I just felt like I could see everything and I was in that cabin the whole time. Man.
Yeah, like damn.
Well, I mean, I guess we read Silence of the Lambs, and that's technically a horror.
Yes.
But in a very different way from this.
In a very different way.
Well, now that we can say that we've done a couple of horrors.
Well, it's really funny because I've spent basically all of October reading horror. Between this Silence of the Lambs, I read Certain Dark Things by Silvia Marina Garcia. I read Carmen Maria Machado's short story collection. I'm reading Eyes, Throat, Guts, Bones by Moira Fowley, which is also horror short stories. And I just finished reading Our Wives Under the Sea by Julia Armfield. And they are, I mean, I would say Julia Armfield, Moira Fowley, and Carmen Maria Machado are working in the same area of horror, whereas I think the other ones are doing very different things. But this is what I mean when I say that horror is a very slippery genre, is like these are all very different books. And if I were just having read this one, I might say, hey, horror is not really my genre. Even though I think it's very well done, I would not seek out more books in this particular horror genre. But all the other ones, like all the Carmen Maria Machado, like that sort of almost like eerie, unsettling horror that isn't quite as violent. Not that there isn't violence in them, but you know what I mean. That I'm like, oh, I think I found my genre. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, this is definitely one that, like, for a whole, like, would you recommend this to very specific people?
Yeah, very specific people. And I can't think of a ton off the top of my head that I would. Only be I just like, I mean, a lot of the people I know don't really read a lot of horror, and this is like yeah. It's like how I never really had any interest in watching the Saw movies.
Well, no.
I never really had any interest in watching Funny Games. Like, or what was that other one? There's another one that's like, I think people in a house that get like, I think I like my horror to have more of a supernatural angle. And not that this one didn't necessarily, it, because it, maybe it does.
True.
It, that's the question really at
Yeah.
the end, is it or isn't it? Or is this just run of the mill, regular human violence? And like extremism, radicalism. I think it's asking very interesting questions and it's doing very interesting things.
Yeah.
And I am glad that I read it. But
Well,
yeah.
it may like I wonder what his other novels are about, like
I also wonder that.
also again in like maybe there's weird twists and stuff too, but just the like okay, so we know the premise of this one, like what are those others even about?
Yeah.
And it's funny
Like,
because like
I think Survivor Song has something to do with the pandemic, interestingly. Right.
oh.
I mean, that alone
Yeah.
is enough to turn me off of something these days. It
Hundo.
didn't used to be.
Nope.
But like we I've lived it. I don't
We're
need to
not
do
out of it
this
yet.
in fiction anymore. We're not, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
Well, it
is.
makes me wonder,
Oh, it
like,
was
if I.
published in 2020. Oh, that's messed up. July 7th, 2020, which means he would have
It was
written it
written
pre.
before.
Yeah, it absolutely was written before.
Before.
Centers upon people struggling to survive while a highly infectious virus decimates Massachusetts. That's
Does
Survivor
he just
Song.
like
Is he like,
know the
does,
future?
right? What's the other one?
Head full of ghosts?
Yeah. What's this one
Is he
about?
like The Simpsons? Is he predicting things now? What is happening?
This one sounds a little more, a Massachusetts family under financial and emotional strain while their 14-year-old daughter, Marjorie Barrett, exhibits signs of severe mental illness. They come to believe she's possessed by a demon. I was going to say this sounds more like The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And her behavior is publicized when the family stars in a reality TV show. Oh.
Oh, interesting.
Marjorie's younger sister, Mary Barrett, relays the experiences of her childhood 15 years later. Themes include elements of Catholic exorcism and reality TV exploitation. That sounds really interesting,
That
actually.
does
Like
sound very
I would
interesting.
probably pick that one up. This one won the Bram Stoker Award.
See, this is the thing. So, like, I mean, I guess it's been a while, but, like, I've read a lot of Stephen King, and this probably says more about me than anything. But, like, growing up, I don't think I realized that Stephen King was horror.
I mean, yes. I mean, he
Yeah.
obviously is. But like again, I think Stephen King is occasionally playing with genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and right, and, like, trying to think about, like, you know, a Stephen King to, like, this, and then, yeah, like, you know, like, we did Silence of the Lambs, but then like there's all the like you know like Riley Sayers that I read that like are definitely thrillers and they kind of have supernatural and like they're kind of scary, so like
No, that's absolutely
they're kind of
riding a
horror, but like
horror
they're
edge.
not actually
Yes.
horror, but then like
They're 100% using horror tropes, though.
and yeah, so I'm just like where does this land? What am I? What do I
This is okay. So I have this theory about horror that it's like country music, which I realize sounds insane on the surface, but it's because I think, again, country music is such a like people, because people will have a very strong conviction that they hate it. They'll be like, I
Yes,
hate
and they will
horror. I
just
hate
say, I
country
hate
music.
country.
Yes. Whereas I'm like, I'm not sure that you can say that with such conviction because country, like horror, is such a wide sweeping genre.
Yeah, it's not
And you
all
will
like
find elements
banjos in
of
my
it in
tractor.
so many other genres that, like, I don't think
Yeah.
you can just straight up say, I hate this categorically.
Yeah.
I think it has too much influence on too many other genres to be able to say that.
Yeah.
That's my thesis.
I look forward to that essay.
I mean, you know what? I'm probably going to write this in my newsletter, upcoming newsletter, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, no, it's just Because even like I've been watching The X-Files and I'm like, this is a horror show. Straight up. Like there are episodes that are straight up episodes of horror. But I don't think a lot of people necessarily who enjoy The X-Files or watch The X-Files would necessarily categorize it that way.
No, and they wouldn't say, "Oh yeah, I like horror." Like, yeah.
Right. Or like Stranger Things. It's a horror
Oh
show.
yeah, absolutely.
Right.
That's
So, I
crazy.
mean, I just think you just need to find the right flavor of horror that you like.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we read that and that I can finally. For the record, this was a physical book on my physical TBR shelf.
Nice. I love it.
And I read it. But also, yeah, no, that was perfect timing. It was so good in a like, what?
Yes.
Kind of way.
Yeah.
Man.
It comes with like a boatload of warnings, though.
Well, that's why, like,
Extreme bludgeoning to death.
yes, and that's why in my head I'm always like confused with horror because, like, I felt tense the entire time. But, like, yeah, I guess I just don't know what I think scary things are.
I think I have this same problem because for a long time I actually thought I was too much of a chicken for horror, and then I watched Haunting of Hill House. And so many people were like, oh my God, that was terrifying. Like, it was so scary. Like, almost threw up. And I was like, it wasn't that bad, guys. Like, it has some jump scares, but like,
Everything does.
right. And then I was like, maybe I'm not actually. And the more I explore horror as a genre, the more I'm like, oh, I'm not usually like truly scared. I'm sure there are things out there that would have me truly scared. I'm sure things that go back to childhood, like kind of like how I mostly skipped the Bloody Mary episode of Supernatural because that traumatized me as a child.
Sometimes I think about you when I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night because I don't turn the lights on.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I could never. I literally could never.
So yeah, so just so
I
you
will
know,
literally
sometimes
be
at 3 in the morning,
squinting
I
in
think
my
about you.
bathroom in the middle of the night with the light on, with my eyes not adjusted, because I am not going in the bathroom when it's dark in there. But yeah, anyway.
Keeping sort of with the season, but also switching it up from this,
Yes, radically
very
different.
much so. Our next episode, we are doing a re-return to, I guess, just the first return. But the episode after that will be a re-return. We are going to read Hilary Burton Morgan's newest book, Grimoire Girl. It is nonfiction, and I feel like a little memoir-y, but not memoir like The Rural Diaries, which was like full memoir. This is more literally how to build your own grimoire and
Love it.
be a cool, fun, witchy lady.
Incredible.
I'm very excited. The Rural Diaries is our most listened to episode
Yay.
by like leaps and bounds. So fingers crossed for this one. But I'm very excited to jump back into Hillary's writing and just the witchy world because that's what we love. It'll be our first episode in November, which is still, you know, the tail end of the spooky season.
Yeah.
But then also nonfiction November, so we're tying everything together.
What a lovely bridging episode it's going to be.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm very excited for the one after that. We got lots of stuff. Stuff's happening.
Yeah,
Stuff's
we've got
coming.
stuff going
It's
on.
almost the end of the year. Oh my God,
Yeah.
there's only four more episodes
I know.
in
Isn't that wild?
2023. That's super
Isn't that
wild.
wild?
Things I shouldn't have
Oh my
figured out
God.
for
And then
myself, because
it's.
now I'm gonna have a crisis over it.
Right. Then we're going to have to contend with the fact that it's almost 2024.
Speaking of horror,
Honestly, though, existential horror is very real.
you know where to find us. Anotherbookontheshelf.com, another book podcast on Instagram. I swear we do things sometimes. We're there. We love to chat.
We do.
Have you read this book? Have you watched the movie? What does M. Night do with this? Oh my God. And like Dave Bautista is Leonard, anyways. whole thing.
Yes.
But yeah, we will see y'all in 2 weeks.
Bye.